Josh Sitton had a big injury in the New Orleans game to his toe. It's something that he finished. He is making progress. We'll see potentially what he can do tomorrow.
Big injury. Can you go any more detail?
He's got a toe injury. I mean, as always, if players want to share the specifics of their injury, that's their choice.
So he's at risk for not playing this weekend.
We're going to see what he can do at practice tomorrow.
Mike, what does that do to your offense if potentially you have to go without both your starting guards who are two of your best players?
Definitely. I mean, it's an opportunity for a number of people. So that's the way we practiced today. We had a series of guys rotating through there, and we'll continue to do that tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get more information on TJ and Josh tomorrow. But we'll prepare everybody else in all the different combinations throughout the week.
Mike, you've had pretty good continuity on that offensive line, except for the one game I think Brian missed. How important has that been to this group's success?
The best offensive lines, in my opinion, are the ones that play week in and week out. I mean, it's the timing, the communication, particularly the nonverbal communication, happens so fast at the line of scrimmage. So it's definitely a big part of the flow of your offense.
Without either of your starting guards right now, does that make you more inclined to try JC at one of those guard spots?
Yeah, JC has the ability to play a number of those positions, and we'd be comfortable with him playing one of the guard positions.
How big of a challenge would it be for him to play, considering the long layoff? He only had a couple weeks of practice, then a bye, so why not for the season?
Yeah, JC looks good. He's looked good at practice. It was the right thing. Going the path that we did with him, and he's fully recovered. Have all the confidence if JC needs to go.
Mike, when you were bringing JC back for the 2 weeks, were you working him mostly at center to just get him ready?
No, really, we worked JC at all the positions. JC played probably every position on the line throughout his time during that transition period.
Mike, how did Aaron look today?
Aaron looked good, full practice, normal Wednesday practice for us. So, yeah, he had a good day.
Mike, what are you doing to show off the run defense, or what can you
do? Well, run defense is obviously a focus for us, coming out of the South Scott, and even more so because of who we're playing this week. So Matt Forte is an outstanding back, complete back. You're not only running it, but catching it and, playing on third down. So I think their offensive line's blocking well. I know they got a few moving pieces there. But, it comes down to fundamentals. So we're obviously emphasizing and continue to, put players in position to make plays.
Mike,
do
you guys give any thought to the fact that if you were to – the Bears might be on the ropes in terms of the standings or – win in the head-to-head matchups and what that can mean for you later in the season?
I mean, it's all good conversation. It's not conversation that I take part in. I mean, we're lining up to play the Bears here Sunday night. It's our second time around. We're focused on the fact that when you play a division opponent the second time around, there's going to be things that are done differently. Both teams are coming off a bye week, so that even enhances that possibility even higher. Based on where they're at in their season, we're not really concerned about it. Just really focused on beating these guys and get taking care of business at home.
Mike, why do you think you've had so much success after bye weeks? You're 7-1 in your previous 8. Are there things that you feel like you do that are causing that, or?
I mean, I think success after a bye week, I don't think it just is related to one thing. I mean, we've practiced differently coming out of the bye week. We've gone about it differently coming out of bye week. So each and every year, the health of your football team is a big factor coming out of a bye week. So I think there's a lot of variables that play into that success.
What have you seen in Lane Taylor's progression, and what did you think of his performance stepping in for TJ?
Lane Taylor, he needs to perform better. He knows that. New Orleans was not his best night. He was given a big opportunity. I thought pass protection-wise, he did some really good things. Actually, I was impressed with what he did in pass protection. But, The run part of it, he will improve on, and he'll learn from it. He's a young player. An opportunity for Lane to play in the big lights and big games like that, the big stage, which a number of our younger guys did that night down in New Orleans, was, you know, something that we can all learn from. So Lane will be much better prepared for his next opportunity.
With Derek Sherrod the other day, what was it, just a matter of him just not being able to get past the injury? I mean, just get back to what he had, I should say.
I would say so. Derek Sherrod, I mean, that was a tough one for everybody on a personal level, on a number of different fronts. I mean, to watch what he went through, you know, that was a big time injury. I mean, it's probably the worst one, one of the worst ones I've stood over. And you know, he did everything he could, and it was not an easy decision, but it was a decision that we felt that we needed to make.
Mike, is JC now your backup tackle?
You know, just in the spirit of, you know, gamesmanship or whatever the hell you want to call it, I really don't want to talk about where anybody's playing. So I'd like to let you guys find out Sunday night if that's okay. I'm not breaking any rules or anything, am I? Okay. Good.
Like, regardless of who that is, though, I mean, you don't have a true tackle on your roster beyond the two that are starting.
Well, that's not. I disagree with that. I mean, okay. you just look at the philosophy of how we draft offensive linemen. You know, just about every one of them has played tackle in college. So I'm not concerned about that. I mean, who's going to pop out and play where? I'm not really worried about it, because we've been repping different combinations, and this is something that we've planned for, and I feel like we have a good plan.
Mike, is there anything you need to do to be healthy chemistry, or do you just kind of let that come naturally and let the players take care of it?
Can you do the first part of that question?
Is there anything as a head coach that you try to do to instill, you know, a healthy kind of chemistry within your team, or do you just kind of let that happen with the players and happen naturally?
Oh, I think, you know, every head coach, you have to be in tune with, you know, with your structure and the culture you're trying to create. I mean, you know, accept the behavior within your structure is something that needs disciplined and monitored, but the biggest part of that comes from the players. You know, we have a leadership council, and we have strong veteran leadership on our team, and yeah, but that's, you know, I think that's something that it's part of the head coach's responsibility. That's part of keeping your finger on the pulse of your team.
Brendan Bostic suffered the injury in training camp. Do you see him being able to perform more often in offense in the second half of the season?
I hope so. You know, Brandon Bostic, I mean, he was a little up and down there on special teams early in the year, coming off of that injury. So, you know, with that, his opportunities on offense and games was, you know, didn't really come about. So, I like what Brandon's done here the last couple of weeks. So, the way the games are played and the way we put plays in and things like that really dictate those type of opportunities.
You know how dangerous Chicago would be with this passing game. How much of a benefit is it that your secondary now is healthy for the first time in a couple of weeks?
Oh, I mean, it's very important. I mean, you talk about communication. You talk about, you know, who's in command of the operation in the back end. I mean, Morgan Burnett was missed in New Orleans, and just to see him out there today, and you know, it's different. I mean, it's different when you have your top safety back there making the checks and communicating. You know, Sam looks good, so. You know, we have a lot of depth there, and I think it's been good that we've been playing everybody. I think it's going to make us a better defense.
Hey, Mike, can I clarify something? You said you called Sid's toe injury a big toe injury, but you meant his big toe, right?
Or both. His big toe is bigger than it's
right.
Should be.
Yeah. It's but it's also, I mean, I'm not joking.
Yeah, no, it's an injury after the fact. You take your hat off for him to finish the game. So the fact that he played through that was very impressive. I guess we can laugh in here once in a while, right? Yeah.